This is The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW, the show that brings you valuable information about real estate, the financial markets, and other economic business of the day. Your host, Edward Brown, is a nationally recognized expert on money and investing who has appeared on CNN and has published numerous articles in national business magazines and newspapers. Now, your host for The Best of Investing, Edward Brown.
Welcome. You're listening to The Best of Investing. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Mark Hanf of Pacific Private Money and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Our phone number is 888-912-1190. Use that number to answer the trivia questions for a five-pack tanning certificate given away during the show. And the certificates are not sponsored by the radio station, but by Tan Bella Tanning Salon with two locations in San Francisco and one in Marin. Check them out. Today's random trivia theme is random trivia. Now, today's show, we're going to talk about some investment opportunities. Mark?
We are. So we've got, you know, there's a, we always pour through articles that we think would be worthwhile talking about on The Best of Investing that are topical. And this week, we've got a couple of interesting articles. Actually, Nam, you sent me an article this morning about how Robert Shiller wrote an article in the paper this week about Bitcoin, in his opinion, is the latest bubble. And yeah. I think any of us who've been watching these Bitcoin and Bitcoin-like blockchain technologies that seem to be, many different companies seem to be sprouting up here and there. And it's you know, almost like cannabis. It's the road to millions, right? It's like, is there really a there? I mean, I just wonder. And I've thought that myself. When you look at Bitcoin, which is Bitcoin itself, which is the major of the cryptocurrencies, it's the most well-known brand. What's it now? Over $4,000 per coin?
Oh, is that much?
Yeah, it's up from, I remember it was only, just a few hundred bucks.
I mean, isn't it just another form of currency, basically?
Well, I don't know. I look at it and shake my head. It's basically vaporware, in my opinion, in terms of investing. You're not investing in anything, and the ability for it to literally evaporate from 4,000 to whatever. I mean, if it goes from 4 to 1,000, I mean, you've lost a heck of a lot of money.
Yeah, and it's fluctuated a lot. I mean, in the earlier days of Bitcoin, which really isn't too long ago in terms of the technology.
Just a few years.
Yeah, you see the price of Bitcoin go up and down significantly with major swings. And there's been, I don't know what the most recent correction was, but since then, there's been a continued run-up. And in the article, Robert Shiller talks about how there's so much momentum in it, just like there was back in 2004, the early dot-com boom.
Well, or the tulip bulbs in 1600.
Well, let's be clear. This is not investing. It's speculating.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with speculating, just as there's nothing wrong with gambling. It's, we're all adults. We can choose to do with a certain portion of our money that we want to. Yeah. I mean, angel investing is speculating. It's not really investing, because how many companies actually fold and never return a dollar? So those investment companies, the VC capital, for example, they're looking for the next Facebook, Google, Uber, but most companies don't, and most companies go out of business.
Okay, I guess one differentiation I think I would make is that if you're investing in venture capital, it's investing in something, know, be it Uber or some product or whatever.
Yeah, you're
Bitcoin
right.
really doesn't produce it. It's
just such a nebulous concept on top of it. I still to this day can't figure out why it exists and why we care. Maybe I'm just a rube.
I mean, there are barter companies out there where you can just barter between people, and I guess in theory you can just kind of invent your own currency, because that's what it seems like what they're doing.
It is. And, supposedly the underlying technology is that there's transparency. There's this what's called a ledger, where the transaction can be tracked all the way down to the original, launch of the coin, I guess. So there's this chain that is trackable and traceable and supposedly cannot be forged.
And Robert Shiller in his article talks about how people get their eyes light up and they get all excited when they talk about this, but for the most part, people have no idea what it is. So yeah. It's so, just crazy.
Almost like a Ponzi scheme.
Well, we'll see where that goes. So certainly it's not investing, but if you want to speculate in that arena, and maybe you are, and maybe you're, you know, making great returns on paper. I don't know if it were me, I'd cash in at least part,
some of my money off the table.
Right. Exactly. And then play with house money, which is not a bad thing.
And not everybody accepts Bitcoin. I can't go to Safeway with Bitcoin and spend it.
You know, it is growing in acceptance, but it's still really small.
So for an investment opportunity, again, I wouldn't call it an investment, but again, you know, for speculative purposes, if you've got some play money, you know, I mean, God, there are worse ways. I mean, we mentioned cannabis, you know, I get all these emails about, don't miss the cannabis train. The next millionaire is going to be made in cannabis. Again, I don't really think so. It's amazing how spammy emails come out of the woodwork when opportunities like this arise. I still think the big tobacco companies are going to come in a relatively short period of time and take over the industry. A lot of people disagree with me on that. And maybe craft cannabis like craft beer will continue to flourish. But I just don't believe that many people are going to become millionaires thanks to cannabis.
Also, by the time it hits the public like that, it's usually too late.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, we're going to cut to our first commercial break. Trivia question is the theme. Here's the first question. Easter Island is part of what South American country? Ooh. So apparently Easter Island belongs to a South American country. Which one? And remember, South America is a continent, not a country.
I've got
a
guess.
Okay. Well, yeah, and I'm sure you've heard of this country because you know a little bit about South America. Hey, by the way, so you have to call 888-912-1190. If you're the first caller with the correct answer, you're going to win that free 5-pack tanning certificate. I want to make a quick mention here for Hornblower Yachts. Still summertime. Got to check them out. We've been on the Hornblower before and enjoyed it very much. Check them out at hornblower.com. Again, here's our question. Easter Island is part of which South American country? Call 888-912-1190 and don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing is going to be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
It's no secret that the wealthiest people in the world often use real estate to become rich. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned 7.5% or more secured by Bay Area real estate. This is not a REIT. It's a mortgage-backed investment where you earn like the banks. Look around. Tell me who's bold enough to promote annual yields of 7.5% or more. Call Pacific Private Money and join thousands of other Bay Area investors who have watched their income grow. A 7.5% return secured with Bay Area real estate is certainly worth looking into. For more information, go to PacificPrivateMoney.com. That's PacificPrivateMoney.com. Or call 415-883-2150. PacificPrivateMoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Come aboard Hornblower Cruises for a one-of-a-kind dining experience, spectacular views, and live entertainment all on board. Enjoy a scrumptious buffet and bottomless bubbly on a brunch cruise or a four-course gourmet meal and dancing on the dinner cruise. Celebrate a birthday or special occasion out on the bay. Cruises are available daily. Book your memories today at hornblower.com.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you concerned about volatility in the stock market? Have low interest rates got you wondering if you'll ever earn enough to retire? Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Clients of Pacific Private Money earn yields averaging 8%, secured by Bay Area real estate at conservative values. Now, this is not a REIT. This is a mortgage-secured investment producing yields averaging 8%. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in secured, high-yield investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com. That's 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. Again, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Honf and Nam Phan. First trivia question was, Easter Island is part of which South American country? Mark, do you think you know the
Argentina.
Answer?
Argentina.
No.
Chile.
Yes.
Ah, Chile. Oh, nice.
Very good.
Ooh.
Chile.
Okay, so moving on. Private equity firms are sitting on close to $1 trillion in cash.
That was another article that came out this week. They called it sitting on dry powder.
Yeah.
The connotation being it's going to explode, I guess. But, you know, it brings up an important point and a good conversation piece. Why would private equity be sitting on $1 trillion? The reason being is they're obviously not finding a whole lot of deals out there in either real estate or businesses, which is what the bulk of the, you know, private equity is typically used.
Or they're waiting for Bitcoin to drop and then buy some more.
Right. So, and that's interesting because another article I saw about real estate prices in general is that depending on what metrics you use, one story said that now in the United States, half of the United States or real estate prices are overvalued, and they have a way of defining what they mean by overvalued. It has to do with median incomes in those particular regions and the price of a home and how much of your pay it would cost, you know, basically the affordability index. And so that, and that's basically with single family homes, but in commercial is still cap rates are still very low. And you know, the trophy properties that private equity loves to buy, the hotels and the skyscrapers, you know, like for example, we're here in San Francisco. So we see a lot of trophy properties that are getting amazing prices and a lot of overseas money coming over here. So, you know, it just, if you're someone who's looking to raise capital for one of your own, maybe you want to do a private syndication, maybe you've got an idea or an opportunity for a real estate development project. I mean, it's nice to know that there's a tremendous amount of capital out there looking for a home. The you know, I guess the key is do they have minimum investment criteria in terms of amounts? And usually, yes. You know, it can be, you know, some private equity firms, it's, you know, it's going to be, you know, pretty substantial
a million
number.
Yeah.
Well, a million would be low. Probably 10, 25, 50 sure. million minimums wouldn't be unusual, which, you know, puts it out of the range for, you know, the average real estate investor to go out and raise capital for something like that. Also, the yields that a lot of these guys are looking at. I mean, the three of us have attended a whole bunch of conferences this year, private equity, family offices. And so we're running around because we're looking to raise capital for the Pacific Private Money Fund, which we'll talk a little bit more about before the hour's done. And, you know, we have an unleveraged fund that's paying a little under 8% right now. And we meet these private equity and family offices with lots and lots of dry powder that they're sitting on, and come to find out the person who presumably that we meet at these conferences who is representing that capital, it's not necessarily the decision maker, but these people that we meet will tell us, oh, well, we need a 15% IRR or we need a 20% internal rate of return on our money. I'm thinking,
They're not getting that.
In what universe do you get that consistently?
Exactly.
But then we also hear presentations from people who are raising capital for their various real estate related syndications. And they'll talk about how, you know, in the trailing 12 months, they produced a 30% return, a 30% IRR. But of course, we all know that, you know, past performance is not a promise of future results.
Sure.
And
right.
we know that we're probably getting close to, you know, the top of the real estate cycle is somewhere on the horizon. We don't know if it's 1, 2, or 3 years, but we think it's coming. So not likely are we going to continue to see, you know, strong double digit yields on real estate related investments. So, and I guess the people who are sitting on that dry powder must feel the same way, because if they're, you know, if they would rather sit on cash than invest further in what they see as overpriced real estate. So it's a really interesting, you know, phenomena that we're kind of seeing the economy get into. On the one hand, you know, we have reports of, you know, slow kind of stagnant growth when you compare it historically from past boom periods. You know, we're not in the you know, 4% annual growth range on GDP. We're in the stuck in the one Z, two Z. And what does that mean in terms of, what's in store for the future? We have a lot of articles that I see, and I know you guys do too, about stock prices maybe being at their peak. And that if you buy now when the stock, major stock Dow index is at 22,000, what's the likelihood for returns going forward? Is it likely to underperform? We see a lot of speculation around that. So it's, what do you do with your money? And that's a big question on a lot of people's minds. Stocks, are they overpriced? Real estate, is it overpriced? That's why we like
being lending,
yeah. Being a lender, being the bank. How do the banks make their money? Well,
nice and conservative.
At Pacific Private Money, we have a mortgage pool fund. It's a debt fund, and we use that to make real estate secured loans. No, we don't do 100% financing. We make loans up to 70% of the market value or purchase price, and we produce a yield of around 7.75%. And so we can talk a little bit more about that when we come back, because we're running a little bit long in this segment.
Yeah, you're going to want to stay tuned.
Be the bank.
Yeah. I think be the bank, exactly.
Great way to invest your money.
All right, second trivia question. Who tore up a picture of the Pope on television in 1992? You remember that? I remember that.
I do.
Oh,
yes.
Quite an uproar. All right. Call 888-912-1190 to win that five-pack tanning certificate by Tan Bella. Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing will be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
You know what I love more than anything? Having that summer glow all year round. Tan Bella Tanning Salon just opened their third Bay Area location in San Rafael. They aren't your run-of-the-mill tanning salon. They've put a modern twist on tanning. They have cutting-edge equipment that can actually turn back the hands of time by removing fine lines and wrinkles using skin-firming red light technology. Tan Bella's two San Francisco locations have been voted top salon in the Bay Area for the last 10 years and best of City Search and Yelp. They have advanced levels of UV, including high pressure, which is like the Ferrari of tanning beds. They offer customer airbrushing and automated spray tanning. And let me repeat, they are going to take away your wrinkles with their skin-firming red light technology. Tan Bella offers single sessions, packages, and unlimited monthly memberships that start as low as $29 per month. For first-time visitors, they have a buy one, get one free, and an additional 30% off by mentioning The Best of Investing. Just visit tanbella.com. They can't wait to meet you.
Have you wondered how the banks make all their money? Have you ever wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients are doing just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more secured by Bay Area real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent, above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. Let's face it, most of us are not on track to achieve the level of retirement income we'll need to fund the lifestyle we want. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost the income in your retirement accounts. Annual yields of 7.5% and more are not uncommon using these simple strategies. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call them at 415-883-2150 or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
There are 1,825 days in the first 5 years of a child's life. In each critical moment lies the potential to profoundly impact a deaf or hard of hearing child's ability to listen, speak, and learn. Celebrating our 50th anniversary, the Weingarten Children's Center, based in Redwood City, brings passionate educators and therapists together with the latest technology and comprehensive parent training to help children with hearing loss learn to listen, speak, and thrive in our hearing world. The Weingarten Children's Center, Redwood City.
You've probably heard about earning high returns investing in real estate through crowdfunding and other online platforms, but do you know where the real estate is located? At Pacific Private Money, we invest primarily in local Northern California real estate, and our clients earn yields of 7.5% or more secured by deeds of trust at conservative values. To find out more about one of the best-kept secrets in secured, high-yield investing, go to pacificprivatemoney.com or call 415-883-2150.
Hi, this is Mark Hanf, president of Pacific Private Money. How would you like to earn 8% or more per year in today's low interest rate environment? At Pacific Private Money, we've been paying more than 8%. How do we do that? Well, we lend money secured by real estate, almost exclusively in California and primarily in the Bay Area. We keep our loans very conservative by keeping the loan portfolio under 70%. In fact, we are actually less than 60% loan to value right now. There's no fee to get in and no fee to get out if you stay in for 2 years. Call us now at 415-883-2150 for more information or go to pacificmoneyfund.com.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hanf and Nam Phan. Second trivia question was, who tore up a picture of the Pope on television in 1992?
Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah. That's right.
Sinead O'Connor.
I always wanted to call her Sinbad, but that wasn't her name. Okay. So, Mark, you were starting to talk about the Pacific Private Money Fund.
Yeah. So, we have an investment vehicle at Pacific Private Money that we use to raise capital to make our real estate loans. And at Pacific Private Money, we're considered an alternative real estate finance provider. We're alternative to banks and conventional lenders. And people come to us for a number of reasons. Usually it's speed. Sometimes it's just certainty of delivery, because with banks and conventional lenders, the fact that the average conventional loan takes over 40 days to close now, and that if you're self-employed or you have, you don't have seasoned funds or other aspects of your application are not, perfectly strong and don't fit in all the little boxes that conventional lending likes to see, you might have trouble, buying your next home or refinancing your home. And so we exist to provide certainty of delivery when you absolutely positively have to close next week. You need that capital. We're there to provide a plan B. We're not anywhere near as priced the way conventional financing is. We're just not. We use private capital. Private capital comes to us because we're able to provide a high enough yield to entice that money. And at the Pacific Private Money Fund, for example, we're paying just under 8% right now. That seems to be a fairly typical rate for a mortgage pool fund. And we have to lend that out at higher than that in order to, to be able to return those kind of yields. So our average loan rate is around 9% now, between 9 and 10%, depending on the actual loan to value that they're asking for and how long they need the money or short they need the money. And so we're there to provide, again, certainty of delivery.
Okay. And actually an email question comes in that asks, is the stock market correlated. Coordinated with your fund?
So one of the neat things about real estate related investments, like investing in notes or investing in a mortgage pool fund, is that the yields, the returns that you can receive on a mortgage pool fund, it is not correlated to the stock market. It's correlated to the real estate market, but even then it doesn't necessarily mean, hey, if the real estate market goes down, the loan you invested in is in trouble. Because again, we solve for a fairly conservative loan to value. So in fact, in our fund, the weighted average loan to value of all of the loans in the portfolio is 55%. So it's a fairly conservative fund. On any individual loan, we'll lend up to 70% of the purchase price or market value the property. So again, we're solving for the fact that we do believe that real estate cycles on a regular basis, every 5, 8 to 10 years. We believe it's going to cycle again. We don't believe it's going to cycle as severely as it did in 2007 through 2010, but we're prepared in two ways. One, we solve for that 70% or less loan to value. And number two, we make short-term loans.
Yeah.
So even if real estate market cycles 30% on the next downturn, we're not concerned, because it's not going to do 30% in 12 months. It's probably not going to be 30% in 24 months. It might do 30% in 36 months, which is more or less what it did in the last cycle, anywhere from 30 to 50%, depending on
what market. But you'd be out of those loans, though.
Right. Yeah. So the key is that you make short-term loans with a viable exit strategy where you have a high degree of certainty that the borrower has a way to pay you back with conventional financing, or they're going to sell the property, so they're not going to be stuck with our high-interest loan.
And if I can add to that, too, you know, the return on the fund to the investors since inception has been between 7.5 and like 8.1, 8.2%. That's not a big swing. So it's a very,
that's a good point.
You know, stable return for the investors.
Versus, well, and is the proof in the pudding with regard to losses in the, you know, you say if the market, because we've had some, you know, most real estate has gone up, but, you know, not everything has always gone up.
Well, the fund's been in existence for a little over 4 years. So clearly it's been as the market has been appreciating. But at Pacific Private Money, we've been making privately funded loans since 2008. In fact, since the summer of 2008. So we were making loans right before the financial markets had their little meltdown in October of 2008. And we were making privately funded real estate loans in 2009 when real estate was still heading downward. And in 2010, while real estate prices were still decelerating. And we were making loans in a declining, depreciating real estate market, and none of our loans ever got, I mean, some of them got under stress. I mean, our loans weren't perfect in terms of borrowers having some challenges, but, you know, and we had to foreclose on a few, not many, but a few, but there were no losses to our borrowers. Our borrowers were always made completely whole.
Not the borrowers.
Lenders were made completely whole. Yeah. The investors in those notes got all their money back and all their interest. And those that foreclosed and liked the property, several of them still own those properties today, which have appreciated greatly. So we have a couple of investors that...
we're very happy that the borrowers didn't pay.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah,
to finish off your sentence.
Again, we're not a loan-to-own company. That's not what we like to do, but certainly some of our note investors, we have one note investor that their entire portfolio of real estate is from notes they foreclosed on, not through us, but through other companies over the years. Yeah. And he's actually a really nice guy, but he's got this great portfolio of real estate, residential and commercial, that he got through note investing and foreclosure, and never lost money.
Nom, since you work for the company Pacific Private Money, I want to ask you this question that also comes in. How often would I get reports from Pacific Private Money if I invest with you, and how transparent are you guys? Because, you know, like if you buy from a mutual fund, they send out a prospectus or an annual report, and you can see theoretically what stocks they own.
Sure.
How do you guys work?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, you know, first of all, we send out a monthly member report that highlights and summarizes the prior month's performance and then gives a historical to-date performance of the fund. But and so that comes out once a month. But really, at any time, investors have access to their portal, to their investor portal, where they can see the most current portfolio of loans in the fund. They can also see the prior month's audited financials, which is administered by a third-party CPA, accounting firm. And they also have access through our fund administrator, their personal account that shows their balance, their, you know, since they've invested. So they can see that at any time.
So it's people web-based. Can, as they say, trust and verify.
Yeah, yeah. And people like the fact that we have third-party fund administration and a third-party, you know, accounting firm that audits us every year.
All right.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you know, you really need to look at the management when it comes to mortgage pool fund investing. And we've always been very transparent at our company. You can come visit us at our offices in Nevada. We do a lot of monthly show and tells. So again, for more information, go to our website at pacificprivatemoney.com. That's pacificprivatemoney.com for more information.
And when we come back, we're going to talk about a couple of deals of the week.
Yep.
All right. Third trivia question. What year did Abraham Lincoln deliver the Gettysburg address, but about an address. Hmm. Okay, that was our question. Call 888-912-1190 to answer that question. I want to make a very quick announcement here, too, for the Weingarten Children's Center. They're having a fundraising event in the Hyatt Santa Clara on September 16th. Very nice organization. Check them out. Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing will be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
For almost a decade, Pacific Private Money has been providing investors with returns exceeding 7.5%. Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Their clients currently earn yields averaging 7.5%, secured by Northern California real estate at conservative values. This is not a REIT. This is a mortgage-secured investment currently paying over 7.5%. For more information, go to pacificprivatemoney.com or call 415-883-2150.
Rising water bill and lawn care got you down? Call Purchase Green Artificial Grass, installers of high-quality synthetic grasses for all applications, landscaping, play and pet areas, and putting greens. Eliminate mud, bugs, weeds, mowing, water, and maintenance. Safe for kids and dogs. Call 925-603-3932 for a free estimate and check out purchasegreen.com for all the supplies you need for a do-it-yourself project or professional install. Enjoy a soft, lush green lawn 24/7 for decades. Purchase Green, 925-603-3932.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. Edward Brown here, along with Mark Hanf and Nam Phan. Third trivia question. What year did Abraham Lincoln deliver the Gettysburg Address?
I always fail at history questions.
1861.
No. Well, gentlemen, four score and 7 years ago... Blah, 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 blah. That would, right? Four score is 80 plus seven. Go back 1776, add 87 years, you get 1863. That's the only way I can remember that. Yeah, it's a math one. Not a history question, it's a math one. Okay, so before we cut to break, Mark said that Pacific Private Money does some fund events where people can learn information, Nam?
Yep. Yeah, so we hold monthly fund events, whether some are online, some are here at our office in Novato. But this coming month, or well, this month, we're taking the show on the road. So we're going to be down in the South Bay on September 28th. It's at in Mountain View at Scratch Restaurant. So we're excited to be able to accommodate investors who live in the South Bay. It's going to be from 7 to 9 p.m. So space is limited. So there's a max of 30 people.
So the people do have to RSVP.
Yes.
And how do they RSVP?
Call into the office 415-883-2150 or go online at www.pacificprivatemoney.com. But also, we just launched a meetup. So meetup is a really popular website for a lot of different things, a lot of different interests. And we launched a mortgage fund meetup group this past week. And we already have 15, 20 members, and four of them are coming to the fund event. So
very cool.
Yeah, it's a great way for really for any investors to learn about investing. Ours, you know, is in the alternative investing real estate space, and look for us. We're excited to launch.
So this is not a singles meetup group. It's a learn about the fund meetup group.
Disclaimer.
An investment meetup group. Well, you know, we've had a lot of people over the last several years say, hey, when are you going to do something elsewhere in the Bay Area other than the North Bay? Because with traffic, and we usually have it on a Wednesday or Thursday night, it's been hard for people in the South Bay or the East Bay to get to Novato, where we have our beautiful office in downtown Novato. But so here we are, you know, we're going to Mountain View. So we'll be, so for you in the peninsula or in San Jose, hopefully you can make it out there that day.
So Mark, let's move on to deal of the week.
Deal of the week.
What you got?
We didn't fund this one yet. This is a new deal that just came in this week, but I like it because it's kind of representative of stuff we see. This one is not a purchase loan, which is, you know, typically what we get through our mortgage broker and realtor referral network. They'll send us deals that they have in contract that look like they're not going to be able to get conventional financing to close in time. So they come to us to kind of rescue the deal. Here's one where the couple's going through a divorce. The wife is getting the house. It's in Los Gatos. The market value on the appraisal is about $2 million, and the borrower, the woman who's staying in the home, needs $700,000. That's a 35% LTV. That's a great loan.
So there's no debt on it?
Well, I don't know if there's an existing first, but the loan request is for $700,000. So presumably there's an existing first and there's cash out that they need. So there's cash to buy out the husband. Apparently the husband's going to take a certain amount of money to walk away. And then the borrower also has a bunch of credit card debt. So this is clearly a consumer purpose loan. It's not a business purpose. It's not a fix and flip. It's a owner-occupied consumer purpose loan, which is a protected loan class under the new Dodd-Frank predatory lending guidelines. Yeah. And so that means that companies like ours, like Pacific Private Money and others out there who are in the alternative, you know, high interest rate finance space, we are obligated to ensure that the borrower can afford the monthly payments. So even though there's a ton of equity here, and it's a low LTV loan, we still need to make sure that they can make those monthly payments. Now, here's the good news is that we're not bound by the same DTI ratios. That means debt to income ratios that banks use. So, you know, you go to a bank and they'll say, well, you know, it's more than 43% debt to income. We can't make that loan. We're not obligated by that. I mean, we can go as high as 80% if we look at everything else about the story that makes sense. Like, for example, the woman apparently wants to buy out her husband, wants to consolidate her debt. Her credit has been hammered by the divorce, which is not atypical. It's below 600, but she wants to sell the house. So she wants a couple hundred grand to buy out her husband and some money to improve the property,
sure,
pay down her credit card debt, then sell the home. Some of that money is also, you know, just is earmarked to help presumably pay the cost of this new financing, which is a little bit on the gray area when it comes to how we look at these things. So without diving into the weeds as to how we're going to underwrite this, the fact remains is that divorce is a divorce and probate are two sources of real estate situations where the husband wants to buy out the wife or vice versa, or siblings want to buy out other siblings on a home that was inherited from their parents. These are situations we tackle on a regular basis. And notwithstanding all the Dodd-Frank nonsense, we know how to navigate those shark invested waters, even though we are not loan sharks. We are the anti-loan shark. So again, if you have a situation or you know of a situation, or you're a professional out there, or maybe you're an attorney that handles probate cases, we need to be on your radar because we can help a client in certain situations. And again, we try to price our products as low as we can, but you could expect to have an interest rate somewhere in the nines. Although on this one, we with a 35% loan of value, maybe we can get something in the 8% range for this family. And we'll be working on this family on this file more as we collect the loan application data.
You know what I find very interesting is that banks generally won't want to lend if they know that you're either putting the property on the market or intend to. Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing it's because they have to do a lot of paperwork. Mm. They can't charge a prepayment penalty on a personal residence, and they're going to get paid back so soon.
And they don't like distress either. So if it's a divorce situation, it's just easier to say no. The conventional lenders and banks really want to see everything fit in a nice, neat little box. They want to be able to make the loan, package it up, and sell it, because very few banks are portfolio lenders these days. Portfolio lender means they make the loan and keep it on their balance sheet, and that way they can maybe decide, oh, we really like this loan, we're not going to resell it, so it doesn't have to fit all these things. The fact of the matter is that unless it's a community bank that you have a direct relationship with, you're probably not going to get, you know, that kind of answer. So for most people, probate, divorce, death situations, you know, you need to come to an alternative lender to be able to get a viable option for you.
Okay, so if I want to invest in the fund, what's the minimum investment?
So for fund investors, it's $50,000. Okay. You need to qualify by being being what's called an accredited investor. We're not allowed to take as an investor in our fund anyone who doesn't pass the accredited investor definition, and that is that you have a $1 million net worth not including the equity in your home. So you have to have investment, real estate, or stocks and bonds, or 401ks that add up to more than $1 million, which is a threshold that a lot of Bay Area residents pass easily. So unfortunately, we're not able to take unaccredited investors, but $50,000 minimum investment. And the minimum holding period is 12 months. So we don't keep your money for a long time. You can get it out sooner than 12 months, but there's a 3% redemption fee for early withdrawal. But if you put your money in and keep it in for 12 months, there's no fee going in and no fee going out.
I was just
going to
say, okay, so it's no load going in and no load going out.
Yeah, load means fee. So for those of you who invest, you know that load means fee. So no load means no fee. No fee going in, no fee going out. You invest 100, you get back 100, plus you get all that great interest, which right now we've been paying year to date about 7.75% on your money.
And you pay it on a monthly basis, not quarterly.
Right. Every month we put it out. So like a recent month, we paid out 0.7% for that 1 month, which is more than most banks pay in a year.
Yeah, that's 8.4%. All right. Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing will be right back with some closing comments.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Hi, listeners. This is Edward Brown, your host. I had a 40-year-old listener sign up for a $500,000 life insurance policy guaranteed not to increase for the next 35 years at a cost of only $51 per month. Holy smokes, that's less than $2 per day guaranteed for 35 years. Imagine, this is probably the last life insurance policy this listener will ever need to buy because the premium is fixed for the next 35 years and it is from a well-known, highly rated company. For your free quote, call our toll-free number, 888-912-1190, and make sure to leave your name and ask for a free quote. I'll get right back to you. Hurry, as I suspect these rates will not last long. Again, call 888-912-1190 and ask you for your free life insurance quote.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you tired of the low yields that banks are paying on your savings or CDs? At Pacific Private Money, our clients have been earning annual rates of 8% and more. If you're looking for a secure way to boost the interest you earn using your savings or IRA, you owe it to yourself to visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com or call us at 415-883-2150. That's pacificmoneyfund.com or call us 415-883-2150.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hanf of Pacific Private Money and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Now, Mark, I got a question for you. If I'm listening on the show right now, I'm a listener and I'm thinking, I'd like to invest with these guys, but I don't want to invest with like loan sharks, you know? I mean, you know, I want to invest with, you know, good companies who do nice things and help, you know, communities and stuff like that. That's kind of a poignant question for you. I mean, are you a good witch or a bad witch, you know?
So, Edward, what you're talking about is something that's actually growing in popularity in the investing arena today, and that's known as impact investing. And a lot of people like investing in, you know, for example, green technologies or companies in general that have positive impacts on the community. The challenge with impact investing is a lot of those impact investing opportunities are all about feeling good and not about making any money. Yeah. So how would you like to invest with a company that not only can provide you a healthy yield like 7.75 year to date in 2017, but also has positive impacts on the community? So not only are we not at Pacific Private Money predatory lenders or loan sharks, which I you know, some of my note investors from years ago used to share this with me, that when they would talk to like friends or relatives about investing in high interest notes, their friends would laugh at them and call them loan sharks. Well,
they say, no, I'm a barracuda.
The fact of the matter is that private capital through companies like Pacific Private Money has helped to transform homes, streets, neighborhoods, and communities throughout America. It was private capital through companies like Pacific Private Money that actually were the catalyst for the real estate recovery. It wasn't the government. It wasn't banks. I mean, banks were nowhere to be found in 2010, yeah, 2011, 2012, when you were looking to, you know, when every other home in neighborhoods, in communities all throughout America were boarded up because the families had been, had lost their home to foreclosure and they were now REO, bank owned. It was, you know, and unless you were sitting on piles of cash, which most real estate investors, contractors, flippers, remodelers were not. In fact, many of them themselves had lost everything in their real estate market downturn, but they still had their skills. They still had the ability to find, fix, and flip real estate. How did they do that? Well, they borrowed money from companies like Pacific Private Money. I mean, 9 out of 10 loans we were making in 2012 were to contractors, flippers, real estate investors who were improving and making safe neighborhoods. They were taking real estate that was sorely in need of remodel and turning them into turnkey properties for entry level and home buyers.
And if I can add to that too, the scenario deal of the week that you talked about earlier, you know, that situation, that divorce situation, there's no conventional solution for that, no conventional bank solution, which, you know, it's a great resolution for that couple.
Yeah, I mean, because it sounds like if you weren't able to make that or didn't make that loan, and nobody would make that loan, they'd be forced to sell the house.
Right. So we're not payday lenders. We're not, you know, lending at 28% or 100% or 1,000%. Yes, it's about twice what a conventional loan, if you qualified for it, would charge you. Mm. But no one comes to us who can get conventional financing. We're plan B.
Right.
And so we're rescuing deals. We're helping people not lose their deposits because the seller won't give them any more time. And the bank said, we can't close by next Friday. So we rescue deals. We help families.
All right. So give out your information if there are people out there who want to borrow from you or if people want to invest and earn 7.75%.
We serve two clients, borrowers and investors. And we've got pages and pages of testimonials about how we are fast, friendly, and reliable, and how in our investments we're transparent as well as reliable there as well. So pacificprivatemoney.com for more information, pacificprivatemoney.com. We're always adding more videos for you to watch and learn.
Very good.
Check us out.
Thanks, guys. Thoughts for the day. Napoleon Bonaparte drew up his battle plans inside of a sandbox. He probably should have left them there if they were for Waterloo. And 150 calories are used every hour you spend banging your head against a wall. Excellent way to lose weight. Don't try this at home. All right. Tune in next week to The Best of Investing. We're going to be giving away more free prizes for answering trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown, wishing you the best of investing. So long.
You've been listening to The Best of Investing with Edward Brown. For more information on this program, call 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. Or visit bestofinvesting.com. And join us again next week for The Best of Investing on the Bay Area's Business Leader, AM 1220 KDLW.
This radio broadcast is in no way an offer to sell securities except where applicable in states where we are registered or where an exemption or exclusion from such registration exists. Information discussed during this broadcast, whether stock quotes, charts, articles, or any other statement or statements regarding market or other financial information, is obtained from sources which we believe are reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. Nothing in this broadcast should be interpreted to state or imply that past results are an indication of future performance. There are no warranties expressed or implied as to accuracy, completeness, or results obtained from this broadcast.